Baltimore City State's Attorney Greg Bernstein is being challenged in the June Democratic primary by one of his former assistants, Marilyn Mosby. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports that the two agree that targeting violent repeat offenders will reduce crime, but that's about the only thing they agree on.
Bernstein says his concentration on what he calls a disproportionate small group of violent repeat offenders has led to fewer bad guys on the streets of Baltimore.
We've been successful in prosecuting well over 100 repeat violent offenders. These are guys with very, very serious histories of violence. We've also been successful in increasing our conviction rates, which have resulted in more than 500 additional serious felony convictions each year.
But Mosby, who has said she left the prosecutor's office in 2011 because she felt Bernstein's priorities were off, questions whether his focus really is on those offenders.
The current administration is focused. His top priority was to lobby the city, to lobby the state. He got $11 million during a structural deficit to move from the Mitchell Courthouse to the SunTrust building.
Mosby says her top priority in office would be to meet with police and develop a comprehensive plan to target violent repeat offenders. She also charges that the state's attorney's office does not have a good working relationship with city police. Mosby says a police consultant's report released last fall points this out.
The police department is saying that the state's attorney's office is responsible for maintaining the violent repeat offender list, but the state's attorney's office is indicating that the police department is responsible for maintaining that list. Clearly, there's a problem.
Bernstein, who had been in private practice before running for office in 2010, dismisses Mosby's claim. He says he has worked hard to build a strong relationship with Police Commissioner Anthony Batts.
Your listeners would really be pleased if they saw the email exchanges and the phone calls that go back and forth, you know, on the weekends or at night when crimes are committed, as we collect information, as we try to assist where we can.
Mosby has been working in the Special Investigation Unit of Liberty Insurance, defending the company against allegedly fraudulent claims. She promises, if she returns to the prosecutor's office, to build better relations with the community and with crime victims. She says Bernstein's dismantling of the community liaison program in 2011 disrupted relations with the community, pointing to two cases as examples. Tyrone West, who died while in police custody last summer, and Matthew Hersel, a city employee who died last May after Johnny Johnson, a repeat offender being chased by police, lost control of a car and ran him down at City Hall. Mosby says it was months before either family heard from Bernstein's office.
That is unacceptable. That is the sort of thing that exacerbates distrust of the criminal justice system.
Bernstein says he met with the Hersel family as soon as he heard about their concerns and that he contacted the West family as well.
My responsibility is to be objective, to be thorough in my investigation, and that's why in the Tyrone West case, because it was, I think, an important case, I was personally involved.
And he says his replacement for the community liaison program, prosecutors assigned to geographic areas of the city, has produced positive results. Bernstein also says moving to the SunTrust building is safer for victims and witnesses. It keeps them from coming face-to-face with suspects. The winner of the Democratic primary on June 24th will face Russell Neverden, an independent candidate, in November. There are no Republican candidates running for Baltimore City State's Attorney. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.